So you want to do real estate narration?
You're a voice actor. You're an entrepreneur. You're a VOpreneur. Welcome to the Everyday VOpreneur Podcast, your guide through the business of voiceover.
Your voiceover demos are your number one marketing tool, and you need to display them on your website in a way that works on any device or browser. VoiceSam is the player producers love. Plus, it offers tools that can improve your email signature, quickly create a one-page website, and much more. Sign up now at voicesam.com/markscott and get 3 months of the base player for the price of one. That's voicesam.com/markscott for full details and to sign up.
The VOpreneur Podcast. Hey, it doesn't suck.
Not as funny as Conan. Not as cute as Seth Meyers. Not as smart as Colbert. But he's one of us, and that counts for something. Here's Mark Scott, the original Everyday VOpreneur.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Everyday VOpreneur Podcast, your guide through the business of voiceover. I'm Mark Scott, the original Everyday VOpreneur, ready to dispense some more advice that is going to help you in the business and marketing side of voiceover. You know, there are a lot of really smart, really qualified people who can help you with your performance, who can help you get your studio dialed in. There's not as many people that are out there giving good advice on how to build a business. And when you choose to do voiceover for a living, you are choosing to run a business. You're becoming a VOpreneur. That's what this podcast is all about, to be your guide through the business of voiceover. Before we dive into this week's episode, I do want to take a minute to say thank you for leaving your reviews on Apple Podcasts, and I would really appreciate if, after this episode is done, if you would take a minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and thank you in advance for doing that. Also, a reminder that every episode is available online. Check out the archives at VOpreneur.com, over 80 episodes that you can go back through now, all designed to help you with the business and marketing side of voiceover. So this week, I want to talk about virtual tour narration and working with real estate agents. And the reason why this one has come up, somebody posted something in the VOpreneur group recently on the subject, and it became a bit of a hot button topic. Everybody wanted more information. Now, I did discuss it recently in a Free Advice Friday broadcast in the VOpreneur group, but I thought, you know what? It would make a really great podcast. So I'm going to share some of my experiences with doing virtual tour narration in hopes that they'll help you to create some opportunities for yourself in that space as well. I got into virtual tour narration kind of by accident, or maybe it was serendipity. My brother-in-law is a realtor, and it was him who came to me originally asking me to do some virtual tour narration for him. And so after doing it for him, I thought, hey, maybe there's an opportunity to do this for some other realtors as well. And I started putting myself out there, created a little demo for myself, and marketed myself to the real estate space. And since then, I have had the good fortune of doing quite a number of real estate virtual tours for real estate agents all across the United States and Canada. So I want to give you a few things that you need to consider if this is a space that you are going to move into. And I've got a few tips that I've compiled, and they are going to be delivered in no particular order, but I think they do all have relevance. First and foremost, I want you to pay attention to the marketplace. And this is really important. Right now, where I'm at in Southern Ontario in Canada, things are selling so fast that realtors are barely having time to create listings, let alone to do virtual tours. Many properties are being sold before they even officially hit the market. Stuff is going that quickly right now, particularly in smaller towns and rural areas. You've got a lot of people from the city who are tired of being stuck in their condos during COVID, and they want a backyard and they want a little bit of space. And so they're moving out of the city and into the suburbs and into smaller towns and into the country even. And so things are selling very quickly. That means that right now there's not a lot of virtual tours happening here because there's just not the time to put them together. And there's also not the need. Realtors are seeing 5, 10, 15, 30 competing offers on properties here. And so for now, the tour market has kind of cooled off, at least in this part of Ontario where I am at. And so that's why I think it's really important that first and foremost, you pay attention to what the market is doing. If you are seeing properties that are staying listed for a little while, if you know you've got a hot market right now, maybe it's a good time to be reaching out. But if you're in a situation where I'm in, where stuff is selling quicker than realtors can even keep up, this is not a great place to be marketing to real estate agents right now. Doesn't mean it's never going to be again. Doesn't mean that I've stopped. It just means I'm being more strategic about who and where I'm marketing. So pay attention to the marketplace and follow the signals that it is giving you. Second tip I have to offer is look for realtors who are doing volume. These are the realtors that are more likely to be investing in advertising and more likely to consider virtual tour narration for some of their properties. You've got a lot of realtors out there who are hobbyists or, you know, maybe they're retirees. They only have to sell a couple of properties a year. They're just trying to make a little bit of extra money. Maybe you've got somebody who's just trying to keep his license up for now. And so those ones are much less likely to do narration because the narration is going to come out of their commission. And if they're only selling a couple of properties, they're going to want to keep as much of that money as possible. On the flip side, if you've got realtors in your area who are doing volume, that means that they've probably got a better budget when it comes to possibly doing narration on their virtual tours. So if you want to maximize your marketing time, I would suggest that you find the top brokers in your market or in any given city. The ones that are moving the most homes are your best chance at work. And I know this is going to sound crazy, but check your local newspaper. And I know some of you are like, what's a newspaper? Do we even get those anymore? Well, I know where I'm at. I get a couple of free local newspapers. And if you look in those newspapers, you will see there are realtors who are taking out single ads, and there are realtors who are taking out entire pages with all of their property listings. The ones that are taking out the entire full page ads with all of their property listings, those are the ones that you most likely are going to have a shot with. So those are the ones that I would be reaching out to first. Next tip, look for higher end listings. Now, the term higher end is going to vary from market to market, from city to city. So in one market, high end might be 500,000, but in a different market, 500,000 might be bargain basement. And so you are going to have to pay attention to your marketplace or to any of the markets that you are interested in reaching out to. But there are a couple of reasons why you want to do this. First of all, higher sale price equals higher commission. So that means more potential budget for narration for the realtor. Somebody that's selling $100,000 listings is much less likely to be spending money on narration versus somebody who's selling a $500,000 or $750,000 or $1,000,000+ property. So it's just about maximizing your marketing time and your return potential. I would also say that higher end listings are much more likely to benefit from a higher end marketing campaign, and a virtual tour with narration falls into this category. I would say about 90 to 95% of the property tours that I have done narration for have been high dollar listings. And I would say probably 60, 65% of them have been over the $1 million mark. It's just that those are the ones that are more likely to warrant the narration, and they're the ones that are more likely to have the budget for narration. Next tip, connect with developers. Who are the major home builders in your area? Are you living in a spot where there's surveys being built right now? I know in my town alone, my sleepy, quiet little small town that I moved into because it was a sleepy, quiet little small town 3 years ago when I moved in, has two major developments that are happening now. Two major new surveys are going in. One just down the street from me, one on the other end of town. Who are the people that are building homes in your areas? Who are the big developers that are building homes in your area? It's entirely possible that they're creating multiple forms of digital marketing that could benefit from your services. So here, we're not only talking about narration for their model homes, possibly they're creating videos for social media, advertising pieces. They may be creating commercials for broadcast as well, since they're trying to sell their homes. And so they're looking to market and sell those homes. Get in with the builder, and that could potentially become a long-term client with repeat capability every time they start working on a new development. There's two different ways that you can go about this. You can contact the developer directly, which I would suggest, and it's usually not too hard to figure out who these people are. And you can also contact the agent or agents who have contracts to sell the properties. So lots of times, if there is a new development being built in your area, you'll notice that there's one realtor or maybe a couple of realtors, a team that has all of the home listings in that development. Figure out who those people are and build relationships with them. They are going to become a potential source for revenue for you as well. Since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic in March of this year, a lot of voice actors have been really nervous about marketing their voiceover services. They don't want to come across as tone deaf or insensitive. You don't want to reach out to the wrong person on the wrong day. Maybe somebody that's been laid off, somebody that's lost their job, somebody whose company is really struggling right now. And I absolutely understand that. And I respect the fact that voice actors are trying to be sensitive. So where is it safe to market in the midst of a global pandemic? I will tell you that LinkedIn is still my go-to resource. Everybody that is on LinkedIn is there for the same reason. It is professionals looking to connect with other professionals for professional reasons. Even people who are struggling right now. Businesses who have experienced downturns. Businesses who have not had a client in quite a while. They're all on LinkedIn doing the same thing, looking to make those connections, just like you and I are doing as a voice actor. If you are not using LinkedIn right now, I believe that you are leaving money on the table and missing out on potential voiceover opportunities. I want you to go to markscottcoaching.com/LinkedIn. markscottcoaching.com/LinkedIn. There are two options for you. You can sign up for a series of emails offering free LinkedIn tips. That's not going to cost you anything. It's just going to give you some good, practical, actionable advice that you can start using right away. Or if you'd prefer, you can pick up a copy of my Making Money with LinkedIn Masterclass, which is a 2-hour video course that is going to teach you everything you need to know about maximizing the potential of LinkedIn. Get the free tips, sign up for the masterclass, everything you need at markscottcoaching.com/LinkedIn. markscottcoaching.com/LinkedIn.
Now back to our show.
In the time of COVID, it probably seems counterintuitive to be connecting with commercial real estate, since it seems like commercial real estate is falling off a cliff, but there are still opportunities there as well. Commercial developers are still creating retail, office, warehouse, and industrial space, and as they are creating that space and marketing that space, often they're going to create sales videos that are going to go along with it, and those videos could benefit from your voiceover. So the next tip, keep an eye out for who the commercial developers are in your area. You may have to do some digging, but you're still going to be able to figure out who these people are, and I still think there's going to be opportunities for you there. I would also pay attention to any vacant commercial space that is available right now, because there may be marketing videos that are being created to try and help people see the potential that exists in that vacant commercial space. So this isn't just about residential home tours. There are definitely opportunities in the commercial space as well. I would encourage you to start local. And even if you live in a small town, there's still going to be a couple of realtors who are local to your area. And if you live in a really small town, if you draw a circle, you know, within 50 miles or 100 miles around your town, no doubt you're going to come into some bigger places. Those are the realtors that I would start with. That does not mean that you can't reach out to realtors in any market, but there's something to be said for working with the local guy, working with the local gal. We like to do local business when we can. And so I think there's an opportunity to start local here. Plus, the other advantage to starting local is you're going to be more familiar with the market and some of the things that we talked about earlier in the episode, like knowing what the budgets are in your area. What's a high-end listing? What's a low-end listing? You might already know who is moving more volume than somebody else. And so that's immediately going to give you some ideas of who you can reach out to. So I do think there's something to be said for starting local. One of the questions that everybody asks when it comes to virtual tour narration is what are the budgets? What do I charge for these things? I want you to remember that budgets for these are not necessarily going to be high. And that's because the usage is often very low. So unlike a video that may be going to broadcast, or unlike an explainer or corporate piece that may be going up on a corporate YouTube channel and may get tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of views, these virtual tour narrations are going up on a real estate website, usually the realtor's homepage, and they may be going on to like an MLS site, and that's not a ton of usage. And the other thing you got to remember is some of these videos may only be online for a few days, right? When houses sell quickly and the listings come down, the tour videos go away. Now, when I say that you're not going to be getting high dollar for these, I'm not talking about $50. I think you can do better than that. My bargain basement minimum fee for these tour narrations is 200. I don't do any lower than 200, depending on the market and the realtor. But I do think that there is an opportunity to make a couple hundred, maybe a few hundred bucks off of these projects if you're doing it smartly. I have heard of voice actors that are getting a lot more. Good for them. I haven't been able to do it yet. But hey, if I can get a couple hundred bucks for doing these things, they're quick and easy videos. The realtors already have the scripts written. Generally speaking, they're 2 or 3 minutes long. I mean, I've done a couple that maybe pushed closer to 4 or 5 minutes, but not very often. So they're usually quick, easy videos that you just record. You're in, you're out. And like I said, these are not things that are going to be existing online forever. Now, you can pay attention to what the budget for the house is and charge accordingly. So maybe your fee for a $400,000 listing is going to be a little bit lower than your fee for a $1 million listing. But by and large, again, you got to remember that when it comes to usage, these things are coming and going very quickly. They're not always going to be top quality produced videos either. Now, that being said, I've done some virtual tour narrations that legitimately felt like a short film. But I've also done a lot of virtual tour narrations that are just my voice added over top of a slideshow of the pictures of the listing. We're not talking about fancy projects, but we are talking about easy paydays. And there's also the potential for volume if you're getting connected to the right realtor. You're adding something of value. So when you do a good job and they see that in the return because maybe they sell the property a little bit faster, they're going to want to come back and work with you. The other thing I want you to consider is the fact that many realtors are already creating videos. So as you are doing your research and you're trying to figure out who the movers and shakers are in the real estate area in the real estate industry in your area, who are the people that are selling volume, who are the people that are selling higher dollar value homes, I want you to check out their listings and see, are they already creating video? If they're already creating video, there's going to be an easier opportunity for you to pitch adding narration. Because the video itself is already done, all they have to do is drop in your audio track. Again, it may be actual video. A lot of it is just going to be slideshows. These things are easy to create. And so find the realtors that are already creating the video, but they don't have the narration. Or even better, if you can find the ones that are doing video, but are maybe using computer-generated voiceover, which some of them do, show them how you can make it sound that much better, that much more professional, and it's not going to cost them a fortune. You would be surprised at how many of these realtors are creating tour videos, but have never even considered the possibility of adding narration. It's just not something that they've thought of before. And so that's your job. Introduce them to the concept that they may have never before considered. It's a really interesting time in the real estate space right now because of COVID. There are a lot of restrictions around property tours right now. In fact, in certain parts of Ontario at the time of the recording of this podcast, open houses are not allowed. They've been suspended again due to a rise in cases of COVID. And even if they weren't suspended, a lot of people still aren't comfortable going into those environments. And doing showings can be a bit of a challenge as well because, you know, the property has to be cleaned before the showing takes place. The property has to be cleaned after the showing takes place, which is added expense, added time, added hassle for a lot of realtors. And so it's a really interesting time to be exploring the concept of virtual tour narration because it's more relevant now than it ever has been before. If you can create a video and you can add a narration to that video that outlines everything that the home has to offer, basically that gives the pitch that the realtor would give if they were with you in person, but gives it in a professional sounding way over top of video of the home, there may not be a reason to go and see it. There may not be a reason to hold an open house. And so particularly right now, there's a really great opportunity in this space because it has become incredibly relevant. That's part of the angle that you want to take when you are marketing to these people. You want to let them know that this makes their job easier Because now, as people are watching the slideshow or as they are watching the video, they're not going to miss a single benefit that the property has to offer. And those little things that the realtor would talk about in person that you can't talk about in a picture, well, you can talk about it in a video. And the other advantage is, you know, realtors write long listings for some of these properties, and they're really well-written listings. This is part of what their job is. Not everybody wants to sit there and read them, but most people will sit and watch a video. And so these are all of the things that you need to take into consideration as you're marketing to realtors. So let me just quickly recap. First and foremost, pay attention to the marketplace. Is there an opportunity there right now? Are videos being created for properties already, or are properties selling so fast that videos aren't being created and so maybe you want to look somewhere else? Pay attention to the marketplace. Look for the realtors who are doing volume. These are the ones who are most likely to consider using virtual tour narration, and they are also the ones that provide you with the greatest potential for ongoing work. Look for higher end listings. The higher the dollar value of the house, the higher the commission. Since the realtors are going to be paying for this out of their commission, they're going to want to do it on the properties where they're making the most money. It just makes financial sense. Number four, connect with developers. Who are the people that are building homes and building new suburbs and surveys in your area? Find those people, get connected with them, because they may be doing multiple forms of digital marketing. There are still opportunities in commercial real estate, so pay attention. Find those developers, find those listings, and reach out and offer your services to them. I do think there's something to be said for starting local. I think there's a familiarity already with the marketplace, and you probably already have some ideas of who you could be reaching out to. After that, start expanding that circle, making it a little bit bigger. Know that budgets aren't going to be super high, but that's also because the usage is going to be very low. As I mentioned, some of these videos may only be online for a few days. And keep an eye out for realtors who are already creating video, but who haven't yet thought about adding narration to them. Those are probably going to be the easiest ones for you to convince to give it a shot. And I will say one other thing, and that is about demos for virtual tour narration. Under most circumstances, I would never in a million years encourage a voice actor to make their own demo because I think it's a bad idea. That may be different for a real estate virtual tour video. And the reason for that, almost every single one of these videos that are going to be created are either going to have nothing underneath the voiceover, so it's just a straight read, or they're just going to have some form of royalty-free stock music. There is not a full-blown production that is going into 99.9% of these videos. And so if you can write up some scripts for yourself, maybe partner with the realtor, maybe you have someone in your family or in a network who could help you write a couple of quick scripts, this is a demo that I think that you probably could put together on your own to start. If you have the ability to edit, master, you know, make it sound good, I think it's something that you could probably do fairly easy with a couple of royalty-free stock clips that you could find online. There's a lot of different places where you can look for that. And now you've got something that you could start marketing with fairly easily. You could even put together a video fairly easily. Again, using stock photography, some stock music, make sure that it's royalty-free, don't break any copyright laws. You could very easily create a virtual tour sample. It could be 30 seconds long, but it would be something that it would give you to market to these people to help them get a vision of what you have to offer. But there are absolutely opportunities in this space. Want more advice and more tips for marketing your voiceover business? Never miss one of these episodes again. Head to vopreneur.com and search through the archives. Don't forget that you can subscribe wherever fine podcasts are given away for free. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean. If you enjoyed this episode, and I hope that you did, please take a minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. I truly do appreciate it. Thanks so much for listening. Catch you on the next one.
The Everyday Vopreneur Podcast. Available everywhere fine podcasts are given away for free. Mostly, we think.
Your voiceover demos are your number one marketing tool, and you need to display them on your website in a way that works on any device or browser. VoiceSam is the player producers love. Plus, it offers tools that can improve your email signature, quickly create a one-page website, and much more. Sign up now at voidsam.com/markscott and get 3 months of the base player for the price of one. That's voidsam.com/markscott for full details and to sign up.
And scene.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for hanging in. Thanks for hanging out. Want more VOpreneur goodness? Jump online at VOpreneur.com.